Kelly's voice of Indonesia with the news. The joint search and rescue team has located a spot where a Brazilian tourist fell near the Cemara Nunggal Point on Mount Rinjani West, Nusa Tenggara. Reported by Antaranews.com, the head of Mataram Search and Rescue Office, Muhammad Haryadi, stated that the victim was found on Monday, June 23rd, around 7:05 a.m. Indonesian Central Time, approximately 500 meters from where the victim initially fell. To expedite the rescue, the governor of West Nusa Tenggara, Lalu Muhammad Iqbal, announced the plans to coordinate with PT Aman Mineral Nusa Tenggara, which operates a helicopter designed for extreme terrain missions. Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs has urged the citizens in the Middle East to remain vigilant and continue monitoring security development and following the escalating conflict involving Iran, Israel, and the United States. Director for Protection of Indonesians, Judah Nugraha, in a written statement on Tuesday, advised Indonesians to follow local authority instructions, limit not essential travel, and avoid locations or assets belonging to conflicting countries. Reported by Antaranews.com, in case of emergency, Indonesians in the regions are encouraged to immediately contact the nearest Indonesian embassy or use the emergency button on Safe Travel application. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Tak mungkin setiap hari itu kau lupa air mata sedihmu kala itu, mengungkapkan semua kekurangannya, semua dariku yang tak dia punya. Daya pikat yang memang engkau punya, sungguh-sungguh ingin aku lindungi. Dan setelah luka-lukamu reda, kau lupa aku juga punya rasa. Lalu kau pergi kembali dengannya, aku pernah menyentuhmu, apa kau malu? Di bawah basah langit abu-abu, kau di mana? Kadang dering masih ada namamu, beberapa pesan singkat untukku. Entah apa maksudmu yang ku tahu, sayangimu aku telah keliru. Ayo tulis di buku harianmu, kelak jelaskan bila engkau punya waktu. Di bawah basah langit abu-abu, kau di mana? Di lengannya malam menuju minggu, kau di mana? Bertemukah kau dengan sang buas? Benar senangkah rasa hatimu? Bertemukah kau dengan sang buas? Benar senangkah rasa hatimu? Di bawah basah langit abu-abu, kau di mana? Di lengannya malam menuju minggu, kau di mana? Di bawah basah langit abu-abu, kau di
Step into the pristine beauty of Indonesia, where every path leads you to unspoiled beaches and natural wonders. Let's join hands to maintain clean and inviting surroundings that welcome us at every turn. Together, we ensure that the breathtaking landscapes Indonesia is framed for remain enchanting for generations to come.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
bahkan tidak minggu ini, mungkin bulan depan. Jika tidak bulan ini, mungkin tahun depan. Segala harapan kan datang yang kita impikan. Janganlah menyerah dulu, waktu masih panjang. Ingat doa kita selalu yang tak pernah usang. Kita usahakan lagi sayang. Kita usahakan lagi sayang. Yakin waktunya kan datang. Kita usahakan lagi sayang. Yakin waktunya kan datang.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song by Maudie Ayunda. Ayunda Faza Maudia, who is known as Maudie Ayunda, is an Indonesian actress, model, writer, and singer. Maudie Ayunda released her latest song entitled Puisi Kota, or Poem of the City, on November 25, 2024. In this song, Maudie collaborates with the legendary Indonesian musician Iwan Fals. Although it was released on November 25, 2024, the song was actually first written by Maudie on April 17, 2023. In addition, the song also involves Simhala Avadana, vocalist of the band Numata. The song Puisi Kota tells a personal reflection on life in Jakarta, which is full of contradictions. The big city provides many opportunities and also dreams for some people, but on the other hand, it can also make someone feel small and lonely. Well, listener, here is Maudie Ayunda with her latest single, Puisi Kota. Have a listening.
Banyak manusia, tapi ku sendiri.
the escalating conflict in Iran and Israel, it seems that the domino effect is not only happening for the countries around it, but it can also put the world in global uncertainty. An international economic expert, Aditya Wardono, in an interview with Pro3 RRI, said that Indonesia is potentially affected by a multi-layered economic pressure from the tension, especially in the macroeconomy and national stability. Aditya on Tuesday said that in terms of economy, if nobody can stop the war, it can therefore suppress the global growth and the economic growth, and this will also affect the national or the state budget, which would need further considerations. And the other impact of the escalation itself, it can go into the price spike or increasing prices, disturbances in the supply chain, and also exchange rate. They are the risks that needs anticipation. So the government, according to him, needs to strengthen the domestic economic structure and all dependency of energy commodity with a fluctuating price must be suppressed by creating a concrete policy structurally.
Voice of Indonesia.
Bye. kau di kota kembang.
Where there is a new tourist attraction called Little Ranch Sidomukti, which is worth visiting. Little Ranch provides countryside farm with assortments of farm animals like Texel sheep, Arabian chicken, rabbits, horses, goats, etc., complete with the meadows and dens. The atmosphere will make you feel like you are in a European-like farm. Even the barns and dens, known as red barns, are made to resemble those of foreign wine. This attraction is 4 to 6 kilometers away from Bandungan Square, Semarang City Center, and can be reached in 20 minutes driving. Little Ranch Sidomukti is open daily from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The entrance fee starts from 25,000 rupiah per person or around $1.6. Entering the ranch, you will feel the cool highland atmosphere plus the view of foggy mountain range. Here you can feed the animals, ride the horses, stroll around with scooters, electric bikes, and even an all-terrain vehicles. And don't forget to taste the food at the cafe near the farm. To enjoy the farm scenery, there is a bridge and tower where you can take pictures. Listener, there is a new feature at Little Ranch Sidomukti with Go Green concept called Scooter Explore the Village. This facility enables you to stroll around and enjoy the village-like scenery with environmental-friendly vehicle. Besides, there is educational tour linear to the Merdeka curriculum. The Merdeka curriculum includes a curriculum structure focusing on the essential materials that gives flexibility for teachers to teach according to the students' needs and characteristics. The educational tour offered at Little Ranch Sidomukti are farming, gardening, and professional learning for school children.
Wahai jiwa-jiwa yang tenang, berhati-hatilah dirimu. yang tenang. Jangan sekali-kali kamu mencoba jadi Tuhan dengan mengadili dan menghakimi. Bahwasanya kamu memang tak punya daya dan upaya serta kekuatan untuk menentukan kebenaran yang sejati. Bukankah kita memang tercipta laki-laki dan wanita dan menjadi suku-suku dan bangsa-bangsa yang pasti berbeda? Bukankah kita memang harus saling mengenal dan menghormati, bukan untuk saling bercerai-berai dan berperang angkat senjata?
That was a song by Dewa titled Laskar Cinta or The Troops of Love. The lyrics is reminding everybody that we need to love each other and all the hate is not natural, because we need to appreciate each other, especially our differences, and differences should not be a reason for us to hate each other. And now I'd like to invite you, if you've got something to say to the Voice of Indonesia, you can send it to our email, voilisteners@gmail.com, voilisteners@gmail.com, or to our WhatsApp number, +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. And next, coming up next, is a very interesting ritual for children who grow up with a very, well, special hair that requires to be cut at certain age. So there will be a story about the ritual of anak bajang, but before that, let's listen to this one. Reza with Berharap Tak Berpisah.
Ingatkah kan dirimu yang pernah menyakiti aku? Kau kecewakan aku, tapi ku maafkan salahmu. Kini berganti kisah, ku menyakiti dirimu. Tapi apa yang terjadi? Kau meninggalkanku.
Dan kau maafkan kesalahan yang pernah. sana.
The Land Above the Clouds is the nickname of Dieng Valley in central Java. This valley has a main tradition held annually that features cutting off dreadlocks on children as part of the Dieng Culture Festival. They are not ordinary children. They had the dreadlocks after they mysteriously had high fever and their illness was not detected medically. The next day the dreadlocks appears on their head and it can only be cut with a long sequence of ritual where the whole villagers has their own parts.
Ya, kalau yang minta kan gembelnya ya. Gembelnya kalau orang tua kan kaya itu yang minta apa kentut satu kantong plastik sama telur puyuh satu itu orangnya kaya. Bener. Kan disuruh teman-teman minta mobil, minta enggak harusnya minta kentut untuk mainan gini kok. Buat mainan katanya. Heeh, ya, saya sampai sore dua kali saya tanyain enggak belok-belok itu minta kentut sama ibunya buat mainan gini udah. Ya minta gembelnya bukan anaknya bukan. Gembelnya yang minta. Kalau gembel itu enggak bisa dirubah kan.
Our journey to Dieng village in Banjarnegara Regency, Central Java was an unforgettable experience. It took 12 hours from Jakarta until we reached in Dieng. With a scenic winding road with a green potatoes plantation and people residents along, made it worth it. Cold wind welcomed our arrival upon Dieng village. We visited this village to witness a unique annual event. It was the ritual of cutting the dreadlocks of Dieng children, who are called Anak Bajang. But why does cutting dreadlock need a long ritual and involve the whole village?
Karena kalau anak gembel itu kan titipan dari Dewi Roro Runcie dari Samudro.
We believe the dreadlock was a gift from goddess Roro Runcie from Kidul Sea. She gave it to Kiai Agung Kaladete as his apprentice. After the dreadlock is cut, it will be put in a jar. The jar then will be put on river that flows to Kidul Sea. It is like we return the dreadlock to the goddess.
Cilarung, air yang mengalir ke Samudra Kidul dikembalikan yang menitipi supaya tidak gembel lagi.
For many years, Basumanto had carried out the dreadlock cutting ritual. The Anak Bajang are believed to be special children of Dieng, who bridge our reality and the unseen reality.
Karena filosofinya adalah anak gimbal merupakan titipan yang maha kuasa, di mana orang Dieng mempercayai bahwa yang maha kuasa selalu menitipkan apapun yang dia kehendaki itu.
The philosophy of dreadlock children is that they are a gift from God. The young people believes that God always entrusts anything He will through a medium. This medium bridges the seen and the unseen. So, the ritual is simply about respecting the unseen without worshipping them. We also believe our ancestor, Tumenggung Kolodete, also did the ritual. He cut his child's dreadlock and then let the dreadlock flows into the Southern Sea. It is because the past believed that the hair also belongs to the god. The Javanese must have goodwill and ethics. If something was entrusted to us through the medium, we should return it through the medium too. It is to avoid miscommunication and to appreciate the medium too.
Kan harus punya tata krama ketika mempercayai bahwa kita dipinjami barang melalui perantara, maka alangkah baiknya pengembaliannya juga melalui perantara sehingga tidak miskomunikasi ataupun akan lebih baik bahwa yang menjadi perantara juga kita hargai. Itu seperti itu.
Ali Fauzi, born in Dieng, upholds the cultural value in this ritual. He managed to preserve his ancestors' heritage in a more modern way without removing the traditional element of the ritual itself. He initiated the Dieng Culture Festival, an event that could bring many tourists while keep allowing the long ritual process.
Ya, inilah budaya kita yang penuh dengan filosofi yang bagus sekali, di mana kegiatan rentetan, kegiatan ritual pencukuran rambut gimbal ini memang panjang sebetulnya. Hanya memang saat ini kita atraksikan puncaknya, tapi perlu saya jelaskan, apa sih yang panjang itu? Tentunya dimulai dengan acara napak tilas. Napak tilas ada di beberapa tempat, bahkan hampir lebih dari 20 tempat. Ini adalah konsep dari pelestarian lingkungan sebetulnya, di mana para pemangku adat, pemangku budaya, tokoh masyarakat yang terlibat dalam napak tilas ini adalah berkunjung ke beberapa tempat yang dianggap sakral atau dianggap harus dihargai, karena dampak dari hidupnya lingkungan di satu tempat itu akan membeli siklus kehidupan yang ada di bumi ini. Katakanlah ke satu mata air yang dianggap sakral, karena mata air itu tentu harus kita survei, harus kita lihat, harus kita hargai pohon-pohon di sekitarnya. Karena pohon yang bagus, mata air yang bagus tentu akan memberikan efek kehidupan yang baik untuk manusia sendiri. Jadi ini napak tilas selama beberapa hari dengan 20 tempat adalah bagaimana hubungan manusia dengan sekitarnya, manusia dengan manusia ini harus terjalin secara harmonis. Nah, selain memang hubungan dengan Sang Maha Pencipta sebagai pencipta alam semesta ini menjadi kunci bahwa, mohon maaf, kami tidak menyembah tempat, tetapi kami menghargai tempat. Karena bagaimanapun alam ini sebetulnya mereka bernafas, pohon bernafas, tentu kita harus menghargai ciptaan yang maha kuasa lainnya. Itu seperti itu. 23 tempat itu panjang, ada yang jalan kaki, kecuali yang jauh saat ini mungkin dibantu dengan kendaraan, setelah itu jalan kaki. Dan juga para pemangku adat itu melakukan beberapa persyaratan, biasanya berpuasa dan lain-lain.
Sekitar 5 hari. This deeply philosophical ritual of cutting dreadlock is really long. It begins with visiting 20 sacred places. The elders and the community figures involved will visit the places deemed sacred for their impact towards life. It is like preserving the environment. For instance, we visit a sacred water spring. We survey the spring and appreciate the trees around it. In there, we could see how a good water spring can bring good effect to lives, including us human beings. 5 days before ritual, the elders did the prihatin during the visit. The night before the ritual, the dreadlock children will be gathered in a small banquet as a gratitude that the children had arrived at the place of an elder. In the morning, the children will be paraded on a carriage across the village, and the parade is followed by art performances. Meanwhile, the tourists can stay across the Dieng Kulon village area to Suharto Witlam or Dharmasala, because in there, the dreadlock children will undergo a purification ritual. During the previous visits, elders collected water for purification. This purification aims to strip away wickedness from the children. Then, after the purification, the children will be paraded again to Arjuna Temple. In the temple, they will cut the dreadlock of the children one by one. The first cut will be done by the elders, and after that, others can also cut the dreadlock under the guidance of the elders. After that, there will be another gratitude banquet called Ngalah Berkah. Visitors can join the event. Since we prepared a banquet for all people to eat together as a gratitude to the god for the dreadlock cutting ritual had been done. But the last ritual will be the flowing the dreadlocks.
Anak-anak gimbal. Ini salah satu filosofi sebetulnya. Apapun ketika ada kegiatan yang bertujuan baik, itu alangkah baiknya itu semua dibersihkan. Maka diharapkan juga memakai pakaian yang baik, pakaian yang bagus, itu yang kita bersyukur sudah kita fasilitasi biasanya yang nanti.
Hair is a crown for a human, especially woman. It may coincide with the fact that most Mahjong children in Dieng are female. The Batong children who have dreadlocks are mostly 2 to 12 years old. For instance, Alita from Wonosobo. Since 2 years old, she had asked the dreadlocks to be cut in Dieng village. She also asked 2 goats.
Ini si Alita sendiri yang minta dari usia 2 tahun.
Alita herself wanted the dreadlocks cutting in Dieng since she was 2 years old. She also wished for 2 goats.
Minta kambing 2. Dipotong di mana di Dieng?
Permintaannya umpama telur puyuh 1.
Wishes are specific, such as 1 quail egg. The egg must be 1 and must be from quail. If not fulfilled, the dreadlock will return and condition will worsen.
Like other traditions in Indonesia, this ritual has detailed preparation with full philosophical meaning. For instance, in the parade to Arjuna Temple where the dreadlocks will be cut, there was a cart full of Bajang children's wishes. There was also another cart with 4 colored tumbang. Tumbang is a cone-shaped rice dish with side dishes of vegetables and meat.
Jadi kalau apa tumbang robjong itu bahwa rambut gimbal itu kan seperti padi contoh itu. Nah, jadi ada gembel padi, ada rambut gimbal.
So, tumbang rojong means that the dreadlock is like rice. There's dreadlock that is like rice. Another is like sheep wool. Meanwhile, various colors also have meanings. Green means fertility for agriculture or trade. White means purity, that we live our life honestly without doing bad things. Those are the main symbols.
Bahwa kita hidup di dunia ini kan harus menjalankan yang apa adanya. Jalan yang lurus, tidak usah nikang-nikung, kayak gitu. Jadi itu termasuk simbol yang paling utama. Kalau
itu simbol paling utama.
Itu yang berwarna putih, gitu.
Another detail about dreadlocks cutting ritual is that it always held during dry season, where the temperatures in Dieng Hill fell to 4 degrees Celsius. The meeting between hot and cold mountain air created mist across the hill since dawn. But then, when the ritual begin, the mist will be replaced by warm sunlight, and the ritual begin. Preserving tradition when advanced technology is invading millennial generation is not easy. However, the awareness of Dieng people on the value of their tradition proves that tradition can coexist with modernization.
Today's Music Corner presents a traditional song from West Java entitled Bubuy Bulan. This Sundanese song is not only popular in its home region of West Java, but also in various occasions such as weddings. The song is often played. In the 1950s, musician and songwriter Benny Chorda created the song Bubuy Bulan. It was later popularized by Benny Chorda's wife, Nina Kirana. In 1980s, Nining Meida again popularized the song. The song itself describes the feelings of a woman who falls in love with a man she sees every day. But for some people, this song has a deep religious meaning. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from West Java, Bubuy Bulan by Vicky Sianipar featuring Desi Puspitasari. Enjoy!